You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. There used to be a tradition in parts of the United States of baking and eating election cake. It was originally to provide voters with something to sustain them on the long journey to the polling station. It's an idea that's thought to have originally come from Britain, brought over by the British. We can't talk about the election today. We can, though, eat cake, so we thought we'd revive the tradition. And here in the studio, I'm joined by Bea Vo, who is founder of Bees of Bloomsbury and Butterscotch in London, who has baked us an election cake. And also on the line from Liverpool is Bryce Evans, who's associate professor at Liverpool Hope University and has written about election cake in the past. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
The cake looks amazing. We'll tweet a picture and put some on the put a photograph on the website so people can see it. But can we start, Bryce Evans, with just a little bit of a history lesson? What is election cake and when was it used?
Well, it's an American cake, sir, with English roots. So it really grows up in the late 17th century around the election of governors in certain colonies of British America. And if you think about a lot of men assembling, you said to sustain voters, and that's right, because election day back then is quite a boozy affair. Think of Hogarth and his 18th century depictions of elections in England, and the same with election of governors in America and the mustering of troops in colonial America. It would have been a very boozy occasion, a very male occasion. The female role would be to cook this enormous big cake, and it was a very, very big cake. I don't know if anyone's holding any election parties tonight with a lot of people. This is a big cake. If you go to my Twitter at Dr. Bryce Evans, you'll see some original recipes. These are enormous cakes. You go to the American naturalist Henry David Thoreau in the mid-19th century, and he repeatedly writes that he's observing flora and fauna, and he keeps looking at mushrooms, big bulbous fungi, which he says resemble election cake. That is, they're large, they're spread wide, they're spilling over on top. So that's the great old election cake of yore, baked directly off the floor of a wood-fired oven, consumed communally, literally with men tearing pieces off.
Right, which I'm looking here at a rather beautiful creation that you've made, Bevo. How did you decide what went in that?
So election cake is quite unusual. It's not chemically leavened, and it actually uses yeast to rise, and actually rises twice, which is quite unusual for a cake, so to speak. So you'd think of it more like a bread, but it's actually kept quite moist. So what I've done for this cake is I've actually added black treacle to give it a little bit of a British twist to it, and I've soaked the dried fruits. I've done sultanas and currants and soaked them in 12-year-old Scotch, single malt Scotch whiskey. So it's quite a bit of an indulgent cake this time around.
It's the British version with the choice of alcohol.
Exactly. And then I put a buttered whiskey glaze on top.
I have to say, though, that with whiskey, I'm not sure. If you look at those heritage recipes, we're seeing the invention of tradition here, which I'm all for, by the way. But and initially, of course, it would have been like a good pint of wine, a couple of pints of brandy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if whiskey would have made it in there, but all good to invent tradition.
Yes, exactly. So this is the idea of doing something of a British twist, so to speak. And I thought...
It's a new chapter for your book, Bryce Evans. The most recent chapter. Can we pass the cake around? Because I'm eager to try it. I suspect Justin is. And the point of this, Bryce Evans, was you say to sustain. I mean, but you seem to imply that the alcohol was an important part of it.
Yeah, well, as Bea described there, it's fruit, spices. There's quite a bit of alcohol in there. Elections are a big, boozy, very male occasion. But when this was sort of revived last year, I was in America last year researching this in 2016, obviously a very bitter campaign there. And election cake undergoes a bit of revival last year because it's died out almost. It's become a heritage recipe. Obviously, people are not baking these enormous cakes of yore. But there was a campaign last year around the hashtag Make America Cake Again. So this was an inversion of Trump's campaign slogan to really get women to mobilize the female vote. So in some ways, it's quite a radical cake. So if people are thinking of baking this, in some ways, it's a left-wing cake because it's a means of civic articulation. On the other hand, I have to say, you could say it's a conservative cake, it's a heritage cake. It's associated in New England with the dying out of the big old hearth and this sort of backward-looking nostalgia because everything that's new and modern and consumerist and baking powder comes in and the cake becomes smaller. So in some ways, it's a backward-looking cake as well. So it covers all bases.
And this cake that we're eating it's almost soggy. It's delicious, I have to say.
Yes.
But very obviously alcoholic.
It's very, yeah. As going to say, I was going to say hand a piece to Jim, but actually don't, I think, because he's got quite a long day ahead of him.
Yes, no, so I looked through the recipes, and some of them just seemed a little bit dry for me. So what I did was I added a bit of buttermilk to add a bit of moisture to it. And then the black treacle, because it's hydroscopic, actually absorbs moisture from the air. So this is the kind of cake that actually keeps better for the next day and the next day with this particular recipe. So I can
Your cake got frosting on it?
I put frosting on this one, yes. This one is the British twist for it. So I did a buttered whiskey glaze on top.
This would disgust our 17th and 18th century counterparts. It really would. They want a good stodgy cake to sustain them. This is too sweet. This is too sweet, I think.
Well, actually, because I soaked the fruit in whiskey instead of brandy, it actually makes it quite a bit less sweet.
I wish I could have a slice right here with me.
Tough luck. But it sounds like you're not grading it highly, given your expectations of what it should be like, Bryce Evans.
Oh, no, I mean, it's different from the original, but, you know, of course, we invent tradition all the time, don't we? And, you know, this is an American cake, it's got English roots, but, of course, it goes through several different transitions, and that sounds absolutely delicious. But if you go to my Twitter, at Dr. Bryce Evans, you've got some original heritage recipes there. I can't wait to see if people actually cook this, actually bake this. They would have, of course, done this overnight, usually, so the time's running out.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.